Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Al Hain. This is Lorraine Radio Sunday at 3 p.m. Philadelphia time. Call the number 646-564-9888. Today we're talking about health, love, who's going to condemn the wicked, who shall judge the wicked, and who shall be wiser than Solomon during the time of judgment. Boy, that's quite a mouthful. So I start off as usual with my number one thing. We're going to start off with love. Like before we get into it, just to remind you that love is an act to make others feel good. And how can we come together as a community, as a family, as a tribe, if we don't know how to love each other? It's so important to learn how to love each other. But you have to understand that love is the acts that you're committing towards each other. That's where the love is. That's where the love begins. You know, we think about arranged marriages, right? If you grew up in a culture where the men know the proper way to love and the women the proper way to love, when you arrange somebody together, they're going to be compatible because they're going to treat each other great. And that's what it's all about. Most of the relationships fall apart because we're just not treating each other right. And if you're raised in a culture where each side knows how to treat each other right, whatever kid, whatever male or female get together, it's a match. It's a match made in heaven because they know what to do. They know how to treat each other, okay? Now, today we're going to get a little bit into health, all right, because health is so important. We have been actually doing so many things to harm ourselves and not eat properly and not do what we're supposed to be doing. So we're going to talk about health today, right? Now, food should be for nutrition and medicine. So the food that you're eating shouldn't give you the nutrients that you need, but it should also heal your body of any problems or sickness that you incur. Because just to be eating for taste alone is what's destroying our health and turning us into drug addicts. I'm talking about the pills that the doctors are giving you. They're turning you into drug addicts, okay? Everybody over 40 is on some type of medication, and they want you on medication long term, but that's not what you need because the side effects of the medication that they give you in most cases is worse than the medicine that you're taking, okay? So what you should be eating, now, what foods should we actually give up? Now, the first thing that we need to give up is flesh. I know the animals out there smiling, bro, because the way they – have you ever seen some of the YouTube videos on how they're killing the cows and the chickens and the pigs? How they're killing the lambs and the camels. I mean, yeah, they eat camel meat, too. You know, some parts of Africa, they eat gorillas, and it's just really out of control. You know, they eat dogs in some part of China, cats. You know, when I talk about the Chinese eating dogs and cats. But that's part of the menu. Some of them have rat on the menu, where they'll take a rat, stick that sucker in hot water, cut it and skin it right on the grill where the rat, you can still see the rat's heart beating when they cut the sucker open and cook it. Whew, that's tough. That's a tough way to go, you know? Somebody could just skin you alive, stick your skull in hot water and skin you alive. That's rough, you know? And flesh is the worst thing in the world for you to consume. Because it doesn't contain all of the nutrient stuff that you might need. You say, well, I need my protein, but, you know, most of the vegetables, well, not most, but a lot of the vegetables that you eat carry protein, 5 grams per cup, 6 grams per cup. And if you eat them in the right combination, you get all the 26 grams of protein that you need, you know. So you need to give up the flesh. It's a terrible piece of meat, and psychologically it works against you as well. Also, I never mentioned this on the show, but there's a microbiological decay that's happening in the flesh when you eat the flesh. That's what draws the colds and some other things to you, the viruses and stuff to you. So you have to be careful eating that flesh. And plus, most flesh is high in formaldehyde. And formaldehyde destroys the upper digestive system. And this is why a lot of us are in trouble, because our upper digestive system is absolutely gone, you know. And we just mostly function using the lower digestive system to consume the food, okay? So you need to be careful, or you need to give up the flesh, okay? okay? You need to give up fried foods. You need to stop eating fried foods fried foods and meat. If you get those two things, well, I'm saying meat, but actually flesh and meat. The vegetables actually are your meat, okay? They just switched it around, so we don't know what the heck we're eating. But you need to give up the flesh and just concentrate on the vegetables and stuff, all right? So if you give up the flesh and the fried foods, your system will be so much better for it, and you'll see it in your eyes. You'll be able to see better, and once your upper digestive system kicks in, you'll be able to digest your food a little better, because that formaldehyde is awful on the upper digestive system. You know, you can go check some of this stuff out. The detrimental effects of formaldehyde on the system. Now, the longer you put your flesh in the refrigerator, freezing, and things of that nature, the more formaldehyde develops in the flesh. Because flesh contains formaldehyde. Now, why does flesh contain formaldehyde? It's naturally occurring formaldehyde. They're not putting formaldehyde in the flesh. It's naturally occurring, because when an animal dies out there, the formaldehyde kicks in so that the flesh can stay alive, stay good long enough for the animals to come in and consume. We're talking about the scavengers out there, okay? So formaldehyde destroys the upper digestive system, all right? So if you can stay away from the flesh, that's one of the foods that you should give up. Another foods that we need to give up is weeds. They say weeds. Hey, now I like weeds, like smoking. No, I ain't talking about what you're smoking. We're talking about what you're eating right now, okay? Actually, some of the weeds that we smoke, if we eat them in a tea, they'll be much more beneficial for you. But we ain't going to go there right now. Now, what are weeds? Okay, now the type of weeds that we eat, we got corn, flour, and rice. Those are weeds. The horticulturists back during the Egyptian days. They grafted those weeds and cross-planted them so that they could grow larger, like the corn can get the large stalks on the corn. But when the corn in its natural state, the corn is very, very little, you know. So, but corn comes from the wheat, flour comes from the wheat, and rice comes from the wheat. Now, you need to give those three foods up. And he said, boy, that's hard to do that. I love my bread. It's hard for me, too, because I love bread. But now, believe it or not, I'm just now, about a month ago, actually stopped eating bread because I love bread. I can eat bread all day long by itself with just butter. That's how much I love bread. But, you know, the flour is a binder on them, and you don't really need the flour your body actually don't need the flour, to be truthful. It's starch, but you can get starch from other foods other than the weeds, the corn, the flour, and the rice, okay? they're playing with my phone a little bit here, so if I go off the air, somebody text me or let me know that you can hear me, okay? rice. Now, sometimes bran. You need bran in your system, and sometimes the best way to get it is through the brown rice, because the brown rice they haven't scraped the bran off the rice, right? The white rice, all the bran is taken off of it. That's what turns it white. But to use the brown rice. But eat sparingly. Don't just try to eat rice every day. My mom was a geech, you know, so we love rice too. So I eat rice sparingly sometimes for the bran, because sometimes we need the bran in there. Because most of the store, when you go and get the bran flakes, it's mixed with the wheat and the other stuff, and it's not a very good situation to eat in reference to eating that flour. So if you can come off the flour, that would be great. Maybe stop eating it maybe 2 days a week, or just cut back on it so that you don't be eating that much of it, you know, because weeds does have a detrimental effect on the system, okay? Now, we should eat more fruit. Now, they don't tell you about eating the fruit. The only thing right now, as far as I know, now I could be wrong, maybe next week somebody can call me and tell me, but as far as I know, they're not genetically modifying the fruit too much, you know, because once the trees and the bushes grow in the ground. They've been there for a while. I think they are doing some things with the grapes, because you get seedless grapes. Seedless grapes are natural, so you have to be careful when you're eating a grape, right? Now, we talk about, well, where am I going to get my protein from if I don't get my meat? A simple thing like walnuts. Walnuts contain 30 grams of protein per cup. We only need 26 grams of protein a day. And those of you who are still eating flesh, one scoop of tuna fish, okay, covers your protein intake for the entire day. Okay? One chicken leg. You know, you don't need a whole, and we're eating so much protein, and cancer is a protein derivative. So your body creates things to eat this excess stuff that you're eating, and the excess protein that you're developing in your system, cancer is one of the things that consumes the protein, and then it eventually start eating you as well. So, excuse me. So if you cut back on the meat, in the morning we have eggs and bacon. Eggs and bacon. It's just all protein. Then in the afternoon we get a little sandwich with some turkey and or I don't even want to mention a ham. We get turkey and ham, and then in the evening we have a big old steak. That's absolutely too much protein. You don't need that much. And you don't need protein from meat. You absolutely don't need protein from me, from everything to your ears, right? So, I mean, you can just take a cup of walnuts and eat walnuts during your meals, right? And just keep that cup in a little plastic bag and just consume it for the duration of the day until all the walnuts are gone, you know? And that'll give you all the protein that you need for the entire day, just one cup, right? Now, there are some vegetables that you can eat that will give you most of the nutrition that you need, at least 68 of nutrients and minerals that you need during the course of a day. I'm going to list these vegetables because I haven't done health in a minute. There are greens, talking about the collard greens. We're talking about broccoli. We're talking about our green peas, string beans, and Brussels sprouts. All right? So if you those five vegetables mixed together, eaten at the same time, one cup of each of those, eaten at the same time during the course of the day, will give you 68 of the essential nutrients and minerals that the body needs. 68, okay? Now, if you're just starting, if you're just beginning on your diet and haven't thought about changing anything or eating anything different, what I suggest you do as a beginner is when you eat everything from a salad. Okay. If you're still eating a little flesh, my suggestion to you is just right now, today, just stop eating the red meat. Stop eating the red meat. No beef. No beef. No lamb. Right. And whatever you do, don't eat the pork. That pig is a terrible animal to eat. Beef is a terrible piece of meat to eat as well. They don't tell you that. But so just give up all the red meat from the beginning and just start eating maybe fish and chicken or turkey. Eat the fowl and the fish. Just consume that until you get more used to not eating the flesh, okay? And that will be better for you. But right now, if you're just beginning, okay, eat your food through a salad. So when you make up your meal, put it on a salad and eat it. Eat it as a salad. Now, don't just sit down and eat turkey and a vegetable and starch. Don't do that. What I suggest you do is take those five vegetables, cook them, okay? And when you get ready to eat, just take maybe a scoop or two, a cup or two, of those five vegetables and put them on your plate and start eating like the one vegetables with them eating whatever you're going to eat. Take the scoop of those vegetables, put them on a salad, lay your flesh on top of it, and eat that if you're beginning. And your system will begin to clear up. This will start you getting healthy, all right? Now, once you get healthy, now you want to start thinking in terms of aging process, because we're aging too fast, much too fast. All right. So once you get healthy, you want to start thinking in terms of the aging process. Now, I think that we should be fruitarians. That's what I think. I think we should be living off of fruit. Now, that's a diet that I'm working my way towards. But now, one thing about eating the fruit, right, if you eat the fruit, fruit is very acidic when it first go in. So if you're eating fruit long term, you should run it through the blender with lettuce, the iceberg lettuce, the fur. This will give you an alkaline acidic balance, and you should drink it, because if you just eat a lot of fruit, it will damage, the acid will damage your gums and your teeth. If you don't believe me, try eating a whole pineapple one day, and your mouth will start to get sore. And if you just eat fruit like that, it will really damage your gums and your teeth. So the best way to eat the fruit is to mix it with lettuce or some kind of green leafy vegetable, spinach or something like that there, and just drink it. And that'll be better for you, okay? Most fruits out there are pretty good for you. So you just have to kind of like find the right combination that works for you. Believe it or not, the combination of fruit that the Chinese are giving to you on those fruit stands, that's a pretty good combination, because all the fruit that they're giving you in that little fruit cup has protein in it, believe it or not. They all has protein in it, and but if you add like blueberries, raspberries, and blackberries, it will be very, very beneficial. I mean, you feel a difference. I mean, it will blow your mind. You can really feel a difference. But don't just eat straight fruit cups. You know, I mean, if you eat one every other day or something like that, that's fine. But if you're gonna do it every day, you should take the fruit home, grind it up, put lettuce with it. And just drink it down like that. There'll still be a nice little fruit smoothie, and because you want to keep the alkaline acidic balance, right? You don't want your body to get that acid too much. Some of the fruit actually turns alkaline, but going in, it's pretty hot going in. I'm talking about acidic wise, it's pretty hot going in. And with that iceberg lettuce, I would recommend iceberg lettuce because it's highly alkaline. Okay. So I recommend the iceberg lettuce to mix with your fruit, and that will help you start on the aging process, help back down the aging process, but you have to get healthy first. Those five vegetables that I mentioned will literally help you get healthy because they got the nutrients and the medicine within them to help cure your body of a lot of stuff, okay? Now, If you've been diagnosed with an illness, I suggest you use apple cider vinegar, lemon juice, and honey twice a day. Okay, 1 teaspoon of each in a cup of warm water. Do that twice a day, and that will enhance your system, kicking out some of the poisons and stuff that's in your system that you've been consuming, eating food like substance, but not actually eating food. And they got us eating food like stuff, but the stuff we're eating is not really food, you know? So the thought process, we have to change our thought process if we're going to live healthy for longer periods of time, okay? Now, if you want to do it more than twice a day, you have to do your own research, okay? If you want to do it more than twice a day, based on whatever your body needs, I don't know how sick you are, and I don't know exactly how much toxins and stuff is in the body, you know, but I recommend that it works. I use it myself, and it works for me. So I'm just suggesting that you might try it. It might work for you as well, okay? Now, if you have a chronic illness, all right, then I suggest you check with one of the naturopathic doctors. You might want to go to Dr. Sabe's website at www.drsabe.com. And check some of his stuff out, because this guy has cured AIDS, cancer, tumors. This guy has cured a lot of stuff. I'm sorry that he's no longer with us. They've been knocking off our naturopathic doctors because they're costing the industry so much money, because it's so much cheaper to get health and wellness through the food as opposed to these pills and stuff at the beginning, because they want everybody to. They try to turn everybody into a junkie. They want you to be a drug addict, In other words, so if you can be on these drugs long term, 10, 15 years on the same drug, and you can cure, you can do better just by doing a little research and checking the foods that you eat. High blood pressure, you know, bananas will take care of that. Okay, diabetes, a little cinnamon and water would take care of that. Okay, I mean, I'm just saying, there's simple remedies that that you can use to take care of a lot of the problems that you have. You know, stomach not working properly, things ain't going good in the stomach. Turmeric would take care of that. I mean, so I'm just mentioning a couple of things, but you have to do your own research because too much of anything is not good for you. So you have to do your own research to see exactly what you need to take to help you in reference to your health is concerned, okay? Now, just remember, stop eating flesh. You don't need the flesh. Those who are on the line, I'd like to thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate you checking in. Let me know that I am definitely, without a doubt, not here alone. And that at least the messages that I'm trying to put out is not as strong on this is, okay? So that's where we are right now. I kind of misplaced the misplaced the commercial. Oh, here it is. This is what I'm going to do. I'm on time with the commercial today, so we're talking about health. Remember, the normal lifespan, according to the books that I've been reading, the ancient books, the normal lifespan is 980 years. That's your normal lifespan. And here we're not living, we're living about one-tenth of the time that we should be here on the planet, you know. I know the thought process that got us in, we are four-scoring 20, we're not supposed to live that long, and we should be dying at an early age, but you shouldn't, right? Actually, you should look, now 40 years old, when you're 100, 105, you shouldn't be all bent over, wrinkled up in a walker. You should be looking about 35, 40 years old when you get to be 100 and something, okay? I'm just saying, the thought process that they have us under is really, really bad, okay? So now I'd like to take this time to go into the commercial. This is the Elohim Radio Show. We're here every Sunday at 3 p.m. for a lot of your time. The call-in number is 646-564-9888. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out or if you got something to say about your group or organization. We won't mention your name unless you want us to. We'll only use the last 4 digits of your phone number. So if you have a company or group and you want to give us a shout-out, so please feel free to do so. We also have a CD on the market called 911 Jesus Emergency. Jesus is Coming, a CD link. The link for the CD is CDBaby4/CD. What's the Elohim Christ 2? That's the number 2, so check it out. We ask ourselves, when is Jesus coming back? So, and where is he coming from? Well, we think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sit this out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. The charge you keep might just be the one to get us out of this mess we're in, okay? So so don't take our chance away from us. We need those babies. And brother, support the sisters out there that are trying to bring those babies into existence because we do need them. And don't forget to check out my book, The Rock Scriptures Part 2, A Christ Has Come. More information on the CD or book, called TCCA at 215-294-0223 from 9 to 5. The Will I Am show comes on every Sunday right after mine at 4 p.m. Eastern. That's not 4 p.m. Eastern. Comes on, we're on Eastern, so he's got to be Central. So call in at 215-632-0460. The PIN number is 726-476, 87 pound. He talks about a host of things. Brother, is hot on Sunday, I'm telling you. Sometimes I want to send him a glass of water through the phone. Yo, bro. He be signing up over there. And he talks about a little bit of everything, so I won't hurt the two of them to check him out, okay? That's the Will I Am. I like his name, too, because you can will the I Am to do whatever you want. And, you know, he knows that. I'd like to give a shout-out to Hans Butler for his Black History book and likes that out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. For example, we were wondering why they give Christopher Columbus so much accolade for so-called discovering America. But what he did, he found a foothold so that they can get in and conquer the Americas. Because they tried to conquer it five times. So said Hans Butler. They tried to conquer it five times, and they were defeated at the time. The last time they were defeated when they come at Toussaint L'Ouverture to Haiti. But they didn't. It wasn't just Haiti they was fighting. They had to fight the entire Americas all the way down through Mexico. The thing is deep. So there's a lot more to the history than what they're telling us, and he's showing us proof and everything. So if you get a chance, check out his book. Go to Amazon.com or one of the black bookstores, and you can buy his book. One thing he specified, that America was named the America before the Europeans even came over here. So it's not named after America Vespucci or nobody else. Your ancestors named the Americas the Americas, okay? I don't know what they meant by the Americas, but that's something else you can get into when you start researching the history, okay? We have the Legacy of a Nation show hosted by Brother Mackinson. That comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They talk about black history, health, economics, and politics. The call-in number is 347-677-1533 or 319-527-6199. And the shows I mentioned, if you check in, you're going to learn something. I don't know what, might not be the one tidbit, but that'd be one tidbit more than you knew before you called in. So I'm only giving you numbers to shows, the people that I think that you can learn something from when you call in, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call-in number is 347-218-8040. You can also get her on our website, NikkiLove09.com. Now, she won't be there this week until Thursday, so you want to catch her this Thursday because I think she's going out of town or something like that there. I also like to give the Black Cross Nurses Division 178, 53rd July, Philadelphia, and boy, do we need our nurses. Now, if anybody's wondering where the Black Cross Nurses come from, the concept or the idea was said about Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey. If you don't know who Marcus Garvey is, you need to go check him out. He had one of the largest black organizations in the history of the country to this date. No one has ever set up a larger organization than he did. So you might want to check him out, okay? And the Black Cross Nurses is headed by Basima Muhammad. The call-in number is 215-796-0366. And also, RBG Industries, 1920 LLC. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. And so if you want a good tailor-made outfit, just call 609-638-5828. Or you want some buttons or flags for your organization, just give him a call and he'll check you and he'll take care of you. Okay, I'd like to give a shout out to Tom Thornton, who writes under the name of Yesterday's Child. He has an old school style out of Philadelphia, and he has 6 CDs on the market. Google CD Baby when you type in Yesterday's Child, or you can call Thomas Thornton for more information at 267-259-4077. I'd also like to give a shout-out to the Heaven Bound Gospel Singers, who have just released a new CD, their album called Reflections. And for more information on an album, how to book the group, call Patrick at 215-407-1419. I've seen these guys throw down, and what a treat it was for me. So treat yourself. Go check these guys out, okay? I'd also like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healers and doctors, okay? We got Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864. If you're sick and having trouble and you don't have these guys' numbers on your speed dial, I feel sorry for you. No, well, because you deserve to be sick. No, nobody deserves to be sick. I'm just kidding. So just give them a call, and trust me, these guys will keep you healthy. Now, if you have real chronic disease and where the doctor's telling you they got to cut this off and cut that off and they got to chop this up and chop that up, you call these street doctors and they will help you get out of that mess without all the surgery, without all the cutting. And if they can't help you, doctor says you definitely can. But I'm sure they'll be able to help because these guys are pretty good, okay? They're right now and they know what they're doing. And it can save you a lot of wear and tear and a lot of pain and hurt, okay? Now, let's get back to where we were. We're going to open up the mics for anybody who want to make a comment or say something. Feel free to press one on the bell, and you can make your comment. Now, remember, we do not debate scriptures or anything else. It's a thought process, and everybody has their thought process. Now, where you live at is where you're supposed to live at. It's not on nobody's, it's not anybody's job to change your mind about anything, because where you live at is between you and Source, all right? And if you want to give your opinion, other people think like you do. So if you want to call in and give your opinion, you can do that. But don't expect a debate about it, okay? We'll get your opinion. And if anybody else who think like you think and want to touch base with you, then they're on the air so they can ask you different questions and things like that there, okay? Now, okay, we come into another part of the show. We're talking about, wait a minute, I think I lost my place. This doesn't happen too often because I got everything written down here. Just go right to where we have, okay? Okay, we just talked about the chronic diseases and stuff. Now here's the next question that we have to deal with. Who shall condemn the wicked? Now, we're talking about in this day and time. I ain't talking about way back then. But the ciphers that Yeshua ben Pedaro, whom you call Jesus, the ciphers he gave out gives you a clue to what's going on, okay? And it can help you understand what's happening right now today. Because remember, talk about the book all the time. They took the book and conquered a global empire with this book, all right? So there's something in it that they know that they're not telling you, okay? And this is what we're trying to do. We're giving the ciphers so that you can know what's in the book that they know. And if you know what they know, you can use the same information to get out of this mess, okay? Now, who shall condemn the wicked? Men shall rise up after the sign of Jonas to condemn the wicked. Right? Now, what was the sign of Jonas? The sign of Jonas was the 3 days in the belly of the whale. Now, we know we weren't in the belly of the whale for 3 days. Each day represents 1,000 years, okay? So, after that's 3,000 years, all right? So, the men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with the generation and shall condemn it. Men shall condemn what's going on. So, you brothers out there, you got to do some studying. Do some research, because you're going to have to condemn this wicked system. But when you go to condemn this guy, you got to know what you're talking about, okay? Because they repent at the preaching of Jonas. Behold, the greater than Jonas is here. You're greater than Jonas. Right now, believe it or not, you're greater than any messenger, any prophet, anybody that's ever come. You're even greater than the one I'm talking about right now, from Yahshua ben Pedaro. You're greater than that. This is what this is telling you, and this is the time in this cycle. This is the time, okay? During this 26,000-year cycle, but the beginning of the cycle is when all the changes are going to take place, okay? So from now, the European, one other thing I want to say, too. Now, those of you who are not familiar with Nineveh, go check out Nineveh. And then you'll understand why they're over there in Assyria fighting so much. Now, Nineveh was one of the largest cities in the world at one time. But that's all I'm going to say about it, you know, but that's part of your history. Go check out Nineveh. You can go on with, just Google it up, okay? Go check out Nineveh. And it will give you a lot of hints about what's going on over there right now, okay? Now, remember, when we talked about the end of this wicked culture, all right, the Europeans set up the first colony in Egypt in 750 B.C. They had 3 days in the sign of Jonah, which is 3,000 years. Each day is 1,000 years. So that would be 3,000 years, 2,000 years plus 750 years. We have 250 years to build a better culture for our children, all right? And we have to start now because it takes time. Remember, when the Moors ruled Europe, it took them 800 years to get out from under Moorish rule. It takes a long time when somebody knock you off and beat you up and turn you into a mess through their teaching and through their culture, for you to get out from under it, okay? The real hardship of decline of the culture will begin in 2018. Now, the math may be off by a few years due to the calendar changes, but your time is short. That's what I'm trying to tell you, because I use the Gregorian calendar. And, you know, that calendar has been changed around a few times. So, but we're dealing with cycles here, all right? We're dealing with cycles, and we're in the next 26,000-year cycle. And the beginning of the cycle is when all the changes take place, okay? Now, who will judge this culture's wickedness? Now, we know who's going to, the men are going to stand up and start condemning this culture's wickedness. But who's going to judge this culture's wickedness? Matthew 12:42. The queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with the generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and greater than Solomon is here. The sisters are going to be in the best position to judge. Our women will have the best temperament to judge what's right and wrong, for her wisdom will be greater than Solomon. So remember to love your woman and treat her counsel wisely, when this generation is greater than that of Solomon. Okay? You brothers treat me sisters like crap out there. You don't know who you have with you. Okay? If you understand what I'm saying? Her counsel and what she understands and the way she understands it is that of greater than Solomon. That's the cipher. Okay, that's the cipher. You have to do your part. Step up and start condemning the madness that's going on, and let her set up in judgment over what these wicked people are doing. Because it says she came from the uttermost part of the earth. Now, you know how the woman has been treated. Think about it. All this time that this country been here, we never had a woman president. Why? She has been persecuted so much. I'm not just talking about why. I'm talking about women, period. I mean, they just got the right to vote yesterday. You know what I'm saying? So they've been through a whole lot. And we have to remember to deal with their counsel and their judgment. That's what the cipher is saying, okay? Now, the secret of the universe is at home. Why? Why is the secret of the universe at home? And how could the secret of the universe be at home and I don't know what it is? These are some of the questions. I'm just going through some of the ciphers. See, where I'm giving these ciphers, these are the ciphers of Yahshua ben Bedera, of Jesus. See, if you get caught up on the stories, you're telling what you might, you know, what kind of thought process that you might have. But there's keys and signs. See, in that passage, it said it was given to the story of Jonas as a sign at this particular in this particular passage. All right, so. You got to recognize the signs and read the signs of what they're talking about, all right? Now, when the unclean, this is Matthew 12:43, when the unclean is going out of man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Remember, water represents knowledge. So when they're talking about he went through the dry places, there was no knowledge for him. He was ripped of his knowledge. This is what happened here in this culture. We're walking through a dry place, okay? There's no information for us. Now, we have to begin information back because the wicked has stolen. Now, let's read this part here. Then he saith, I will unto my house, I will come into my house from whence I have came out, and wherein he came findeth it empty and swept and garnished. Now, if you go back through the house that you came from, through Egypt, past Egypt, all the way through what the Dogons were teaching, all the way through before you came to this planet, I know some of you don't know this, but no modern man is indigenous to this planet. Yeah, I'm just saying, okay, that's why they got a missing link. You know what I mean? Because they can't find a link between indigenous people and us, because we are actually ET. We're the ETs on this planet. I'm not going to go into that right now. That's a whole nother topic. But the wicked has stolen your knowledge from Africa. How do you get it back? Now, here's the question. Why would you want it back? That's something to think about. If you try to use the tainted information from Africa to set up a culture, we'll be more wicked than before. All right, now we'll be given that cipher too, Matthew 12:46. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of the man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. See what I'm saying? If you take that tainted information from Africa, because all the knowledge has been tainted now, right? The new culture will come from beyond the book. I'm going to say that again. The new culture will come from beyond the book. It will come from a high conscious teaching from source. You got to make up new cultures. You made up the ones we're in now. All of them. All the cultures that they're using on the planet came out of your mind. If you can make up those cultures, you can bring in a new culture befitting the cycle that you're in. Okay? Now, wait a minute, man. Where would I get a cipher like that teaching us to go back into a culture based on consciousness? Matthew 12:50. For whoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same as my brother and mother. He become my brother, sister, and mother. Now, we're talking about that which is in heaven, okay? Now, heaven is where? According to the book, the kingdom of heaven is within, right? Which means your consciousness is within. All the power that you need is within to do whatever you have to do it, okay? So you have to stop fighting so hard to use the ancient cultures because they have been tainted. You have to sit down and start thinking. Now, the first thing, we talked about this last week, the first thing you have to deal with is the tree of life, right? The tree of life are your children, okay? Think about that. He that eateth of the tree of life shall have everlasting life. What are you eating that your children have produced? Think about it. Now, if your children are producing anything for you to eat, how are they producing for their children to eat? See, that's something to think about. If your children are producing, then you can live long on the planet because you're producing your food, clothing, shelter, and security. You're doing your own. But if the tree of life, if you can't eat from the tree of life, you will not have everlasting life. We're eating from somebody else's children that's producing. Our parents didn't teach us how to produce, so we haven't taught our children how to produce. We teach our children to get out of school to run and go get a job, not to produce something for themselves and their children. That's not what we have been doing. So we have to begin to wake up and listen to the ciphers as they're coming in from the teachings of Yashir Ben Kadera. See, Yashir Ben Kadera dropped the teaching, the ciphers, for us to understand all the books, not just the Bible, but the Quran, Bhagavad Gita, Asti, Life and Teaching of the Master Safaris, the Third Eye, Two Dharma, Two Eye, all of it. All of the books on the planet are the keys to all those books that's locked in to the ciphers that Yashir Ben Kadera dropped. That's why the church wanted him dead and the government wanted him dead. Everybody wanted to kill this man because he was bringing a message that would activate the people's DNA and would wake the people up to the madness that's going on around them. This is why they all wanted him dead. You know what I mean? We don't think about that. Brother Will I Am said something on his last show last week. He talked about the incarnation, not reincarnation, but the incarnate being. See, that's part of a cycle. This is what Yashir Ben Kadera was bringing us. He was bringing a cycle of life from beginning, which we would call a birth. I guess you can call it birth, we wouldn't call it birth, from your conception, right, to your incarnation. That's the cycle of life. We're supposed to go from conception, right, to we can incarnate at will. Back and forth to incorporeal to corporeal at will. That was the actual message in the crucifixion, okay? And Brother Will was mentioning last week the difference between being incarnate and incarnation. And that completes the cycle of life for God, which is that's what we are. That completes our cycle of life. So we have to come back over and over and over until we're able to incarnate. That's what we need to be doing. That's what we need to be practicing. That's what we need to be working on. But who's teaching us how to do these things? Because the knowledge, see, had been swept clean from our house. So all of the knowledge that we're getting now is tainted because they have went and stole all our information and fed it back to us so that what regurgitates up in our mind is not the original information that we're supposed to have, okay? Now, I only got 8 minutes here. So just remember, just like when you think about the tree of life, you think about some tree someplace that you're supposed to eat from. See, this is the mindset, the silly thinking, I shouldn't say silly because that wouldn't be a just statement, but the thought process that they want us to live in is those type of mindsets to keep us from realizing who and what we're supposed to be doing and what we're supposed to be progressing to. When they talk about incarnation, they talk about we're going to go back as we're going to come back as a dog with a cat. No, you're not coming back as a dog and a cat. The minute you become human, okay, you come from the amoeba stage, right, and you develop the ability to vibrate in a certain frequency from the amoeba stage all the way up to human. This is the cycle of life of the when we actually create incorporeal beings in this dimension, right? So we can actually create incorporeal beings in this dimension, but you have to go to the amoeba stage all the way through to the human state. Once you become human, you never go back to being anything but human again, all right? Because you have developed the power to hold the frequency to keep the physical form, okay? The physical form, like all the other messengers tell, it's a shell. It's just what we live in, okay? But you have to incorporate yourself that's inside of you. You have to be able to vibrate fast enough to keep the physical form going. So when the physical form, when the vibration of the physical form gets too low, the entity that's in has to leave because it can't live in a body that whose frequency is not vibrating at the right frequency. Okay, you have to vibrate around 72 megahertz somewhere in that area. Okay, and if we go too low, the entity can't live in it and it has to leave. All right, but now to incarnate. Right. See, once you go through a complete cycle, we can incarnate. You can leave the physical and come back, draw enough energy from the energy that's in the air that's here, and create another form, create another body. Okay, you can do that. You have that kind of power. Those of you who are ready for that type of thought process, there's a book, Life and Teachings of the Master of the Far East. Go and purchase the book, read it for a little while. You know, I don't know how far you can get in it because based on your mind, you only can read as far as your synaptic nerves will allow you to go, okay? Some only read one couple chapters. Sometimes people read the whole book. It just depends on how developed your synaptic nerves are, all right? But it tells you these things and what you can do and how to do these particular things if you're interested in incarnating. I'm not talking about reincarnation now. I'm talking about incarnating, okay? That's the cycle of life for us. That's the cycle of life for God. Why do I call us God? God is one who can put energy in motion. What does that mean? Okay, put energy in motion. Well, I only got about 4 minutes. So I really can't go into it, but if you check out not last week, but the week before show on Blog Talk Radio Internet, you can pull it up, and that will be show 39 or 40. You can pull up and listen to it, and it will get you into putting energy in motion mean? Because that's, I can talk about that for 2 hours because that's so important, you know. All gods can put energy in motion. And that's the entire animal and insect kingdom. They're all gods, lesser and lower gods. That's what's going on. And we shouldn't be eating. We shouldn't be eating honey, to be truthful about it. But we shouldn't be eating insects and bees and ants and all that kind of stuff because they are gods. They put energy in motion. Well, let me say this right quick. The 1% have put energy in motion. And the measurement of energy in motion is the law. You can't have a law without mathematics. The 1% have put energy in motion, right? And the energy in motion that they put in is this country. And anybody that blocked that energy that they put in motion to develop and take this country to where they're trying to go, you're actually breaking their law. Because whoever put energy in motion, that's your law, and you have control over it, and you're able to protect it. It's so complicated. It's kind of hard for me to really get into it in just a couple of minutes. But God is one who can put energy in motion. When you roll the ball, you put in the energy in motion. When a baby, you roll the ball to the baby, baby roll the ball back to you. I'm going through this real quick. When the baby roll the ball back to you, you're both putting energy in motion, all right? God can put energy in motion. If you watch the ants, they'll rearrange a whole section of forests, okay, because they can put energy in motion. Now, a tree is not going to get up and chase a flower. A tree can't put energy in motion, all right? A tree can change energy from one thing to another. That's how the tree survives, but the tree can't put energy in motion. The animal kingdom don't put energy in motion, so the animal kingdom are not gods. That's what you're supposed to be consuming. You're not supposed to be consuming other gods. So you're not supposed to be consuming flesh. They keep telling you that flesh is meat, but it's not. If you check the first part of the book, it tells you, I've given you all the herbs and plant-bearing seeds for meat, not flesh. So we should be eating the flesh. Well, we're pretty much running close to time here. I think I got about, two more minutes. But just to recap some of the things that I talked about, okay? Remember, your health is important, and your food is supposed to be nutrients and medicine at the same time. And once you get healthy, you're supposed to start thinking more in terms of eating fruit as a meal along with salad than eating all of the nutrients. Now, when you first start, if you eat these five vegetables, when you first start, you have different problems in the body. You get constipated because it'll be cleaning so much stuff out. You know, it will actually make you constipated if you eat just these five vegetables, all right? So you might have to deal with some prune juice or something like that there because it's pushing all that junk out of your system, all right? And that's the five vegetables that I mentioned, okay? And after you get healthy, then you start switching more to a fruit diet as more so than a vegetable diet. We know that children don't like vegetables because it's medicine. Children are totally healthy. They need fruit more than vegetables. But you can't just let them eat fruit because it'll damage their mouth, their gums, and teeth and stuff. So you have to mix their fruit with something and let them drink it. All right, I'm just recapping some of the stuff that I said. Stay away from fried foods, okay? Don't eat no fried foods. Don't eat no flour. There's something to keep. Okay, I've got about 90 seconds. I want to thank everybody that's on the line. I really appreciate you being here. When I see this board light up, I get a Kool-Aid smile. I keep talking after so many people are listening. It's good, you know, and that you're listening to the message, you know, and that you will carry the message on with you, and hopefully it will activate some portions of your DNA so that you can get information from within you, because you got all this information out. I have not said anything that you don't already know. I have not said anything that you don't already have. Okay, you just got to go in and look for it because it's there. Okay, now remember, love is the act to make others feel good. Okay, and if you commit love acts to the people around you, they will do the same in kind, and we will begin to get along so much better in this culture than the way we have been getting along, because we're not going to grow until we begin to love each other the way we're supposed to. Families, children, love your children. Keep doing acts that make them feel good. And you'll be surprised at the response that you get from your family and the children around you, and it will be good. Okay? So, yeah, so just remember, love is the act to make others feel good. Go out today and love somebody. This is your brother Elohim. See you next week.